Homeworking. Guidance for employers and employees on health and safety. Introduction. This leaflet gives guidance to employers and home workers on the health and safety issues involved in homeworking. Home workers are those people employed to work at home for an employer. What the law requires. The Health and Safety at Work, etc. Act 1974, HSWA, places duties on employers, self-employed people and employees. Under HSWA, employers have a duty to protect the health, safety and welfare of their employees, including home workers. Most of the regulations made under the HSWA apply to home workers as well as to employees working at an employer's workplace. These include, for example, the Management of Health and Safety at Work Regulations 1999, MHSWR, the Display Screen Equipment Regulations 1992, the Manual Handling Operations Regulations 1992, the Provision and Use of Work Equipment Regulations 1998, PUWER, and the Control of Substances Hazardous to Health Regulations 2002, COSH. Under the Management of Health and Safety at Work Regulations 1999, employers are required to do a risk assessment of the work activities carried out by home workers. Completing a risk assessment involves identifying the hazards relating to the home workers' activities and deciding whether enough steps have been taken to prevent harm to them or to anyone else who may be affected by their work. A risk is the chance, great or small, that someone will be harmed by a hazard. A hazard is anything that may cause harm. How to do a risk assessment? There are five steps that employers need to take to make sure that a proper risk assessment is done. 1. Identify any hazards. 2. Decide who might be harmed and how. 3. Assess the risks and take appropriate action to remove them or reduce them as far as possible. 4. Record the findings. 5. Check the risks from time to time and take further steps if needed. Step 1. Identify any hazards. It is the employer's duty to look at what may cause harm to their home workers or other people as a result of the work being done in the home. It may be necessary for employers to visit their home workers to carry out a risk assessment, although home workers can also help in identifying the hazards for their employers. Small hazards should not be ignored as they may result in harm, for example, keeping potentially harmful substances out of children's reach. Step 2. Decide who might be harmed and how. Employers must look at who may be affected by the work done at home and how they may be affected. This may include the home worker and members of the household, including children or visitors. Step 3. Assess the risks and take appropriate action. If employers come across a hazard that may be a risk to the home worker or anyone's health or safety in the home, they need to decide what steps have to be taken to eliminate or reduce those risks as far as possible. What needs to be done depends on whether the hazard is low risk or high risk. Employers can determine this by looking at what type of harm or injury may arise and how often it may happen. For example, there is greater risk of an accident from loose trailing wires if there are children in the home. Employers may be able to remove the hazard altogether or take steps to lower the risk to an acceptable level. For example, in the case of loose wires from work equipment, they could be tucked away under a desk or table or secured neatly round the furniture out of the way. If there is no risk present, then no action needs to be taken by the employer. To check if the risks are acceptable, employers can get more information about legal standards from Essentials of Health and Safety at Work. Step 4. Record the findings. Employers who have 5 or more employees, including home workers, are required by law to record the significant findings from a risk assessment. They need to note down what steps have to be taken and tell the home workers or anyone else affected by the work being done about the findings. Step 5. Check the risks from time to time and take steps if needed. It is important for employers to check the risk assessment from time to time, especially if there is a change in working procedures. The assessment needs to take into account any new hazards that may cause harm to the health or safety of home workers or other people affected by the change in working conditions. Some common hazards. Handling loads. Handling loads can cause serious injury, particularly to the back. The checklist below highlights some activities that may increase the risk. Handling loads that are heavy, bulky, difficult to grasp or unstable. Awkward lifting, reaching or handling. Pushing or pulling. Repetitive handling that does not allow enough rest time between loads. Twisting and stooping. If possible, employers should avoid the need for hazardous manual handling. However, if home workers must handle goods as part of their work, employers are responsible for assessing and reducing the risks, for example, by providing training and/or lifting aids to prevent injury. This could involve using a trolley to allow the load to be moved easily. Guidelines for handling and moving goods are covered by the Manual Handling Operations Regulations 1991. When lifting is necessary, good techniques can help reduce the risks. These could involve keeping the feet apart, bending the knees, and keeping the back as straight as possible. Keeping the load as close to the body as possible. Keeping twisting of the torso to a minimum if turning to one side. Lifting or carrying goods in small amounts. Wrapping the load or using gloves if it has sharp edges. Using a table or bench as a halfway resting point. Using work equipment at home. Employers who provide home workers with equipment to carry out their work have a duty to ensure that the equipment is correct for the job that is being done. Proper information and training is given on how to use the equipment so that the job can be done properly and safely. The equipment being used is checked regularly and kept in a condition that does not cause harm to the home worker or others. Those people who are testing the equipment or training the home worker are properly trained themselves so that they provide the correct information and training. The machine being used has protective equipment, for example, a machine guard to prevent the home worker or anyone else being injured when it is in use. The necessary personal protective equipment is provided for using the work equipment safely. For example, gloves are provided when working with needles. The equipment has the right controls to allow the work to be done safely. For example, the controls should be clearly marked and properly positioned. Checks on equipment are carried out safely. For example, machines are switched off while being checked. The Provision and Use of Work Equipment Regulations 1998 cover the use of work equipment in the home. Guidelines for the use of protective equipment at home are covered by the Personal Protective Equipment at Work Regulations 1992. Using electrical equipment for work at home. If home workers use electrical equipment provided by the employer as part of their work, the employer is responsible for its maintenance. Employers are only responsible for the equipment they supply. Electrical sockets and other parts of the home worker's domestic electrical system are their own responsibility. Listed below are simple steps that employers can take to prevent harm or injury to home workers or other people when home workers use electrical equipment in the home. Ensure electrical equipment is turned off before it is checked. check that plugs are not damaged. Check the domestic electrical systems are adequate for electrical equipment. Check plugs are correctly wired and maintained. Check that the outer covering of the cable or wire is gripped where it enters the plug or the equipment. Check that the outer cover of the equipment is not damaged. For example, look for loose parts or screws. Check leads, wires or cables for damage to the outer covering. Check for burn marks or staining that suggests overheating. Repair electrical equipment that may cause harm or injury to the home worker. Check that there are no trailing wires. If there are, tuck them out of the way, for example, under a desk or table, to prevent accidents. Most of the faults that can cause harm can be prevented just by looking for any damage to the electrical equipment. The safe use of electricity at work is covered by the Electricity at Work Regulations 1989. Using substances and materials for work at home. Here is a checklist of things to be aware of when using substances, materials or chemicals that may be hazardous to health and safety. Are they flammable, toxic or corrosive? Do they give off fumes? Are they stored safely? For example, could any children reach them easily? Does anyone suffer from dizzy spells, feel sick or have headaches? Does anyone suffer from skin rashes or irritation? Does anyone suffer from asthma? An easy way of identifying hazardous substances is by looking for hazard warnings on the label. The Chemicals, Hazardous Information and Packaging for Supply Regulations 2002, CHIP 3, require hazardous substances to be labelled with orange and black hazard symbols. But any substance that places home workers or other people's health or safety at risk must be handled according to the instructions provided by the employer, the supplier of work, or the manufacturer or supplier of the substance. If the risk assessment shows that a home worker's health is at risk from exposure to any hazardous substance, the employer must take appropriate action. Employers are only responsible for substances and materials they provide to their home workers. Under the Control of Substances Hazardous to Health Regulations 2002, COSH 2002, the employer is responsible for ensuring that the home worker's exposure to the substance is prevented or adequately controlled. If possible, the employer should replace the hazardous substance with a less hazardous one. Supplying the home worker with personal protective equipment, for example, gloves or a mask, in addition to providing other control measures, but only in cases where other measures are insufficient on their own to adequately control exposure. For example, providing exhaust ventilation, where opening the window may be inadequate to protect the health of the home worker. Taking all reasonable steps to ensure that the home worker uses control measures, such as personal protective equipment, properly. Carrying out any exposure monitoring or health surveillance that COSH 2002 may require, and keeping records in both cases. Informing, instructing and training home workers about the nature of the substances and materials they work with and the risks created by exposure to those substances and materials and the precautions they should take, for example, when using materials with sharp edges, such as needles. Depending on what hazardous substances are involved, the Control of Lead at Work Regulations 2002 and the Control of Asbestos at Work Regulations 2002 might also apply. Working with VDUs. The use of VDUs is covered by the Health and Safety Display Screen Equipment Regulations 1992, as amended, by the Health and Safety Miscellaneous Amendments Regulations 2002. Employers have a duty to make sure that the display screen equipment used by home workers is safe and does not affect the user's health. When working with VDUs, it is important for home workers to adjust their workstation to a comfortable position and take breaks from work. This will help prevent undue tiredness. Remembering to stretch and change position regularly can help to reduce tiredness and prevent pains in the hands, wrists, arms, neck, shoulders or back. VDUs need to be placed in a position where lighting will not cause reflections or glare on the screen. It is also important for home workers to view the screen comfortably. They may need different spectacles for this. Home workers should consult their GP or an optician if in doubt. VDU users can request an eye examination and eye test from their employer. Here is a checklist of points that employers need to be aware of when their home workers use VDUs. Is the screen clear and readable and without flicker? Is the screen free from glare and reflections? Are the brightness and contrast controls properly adjusted to prevent eye strain? Is there suitable lighting so that the fine detail on the screen can be seen and read? Is the keyboard placed in the right position to allow the home worker to work comfortably? Is the screen and computer clean? Is it free from dust and dirt? Can the chair be adjusted to the right height so that work can be done comfortably? Is the VDU placed at the right angle on the desk to allow work to be done comfortably, for example, without having to make any awkward movements? Is there enough space under the desk to allow free movement? Is there enough space in general so that the home worker can move freely between the work on the desk and the VDU? New and expectant mothers. New legislation required to implement the European Directive on Pregnant Workers was introduced in 1994 and is covered by the Management of Health and Safety at Work Regulations 1999. When assessing risks to the home worker, the new legislation requires the employer to pay attention to home workers who are new and expectant mothers. Risks include those to the unborn child or to the child of a woman who is still breastfeeding, not just risks to the mother herself. A new or expectant mother means a worker who is pregnant, who has given birth within the previous 6 months, or who is breastfeeding. Given birth is defined in the new regulations as delivered a living child or, after 24 weeks of pregnancy, a stillborn child. A guide for new and expectant mothers who work sets out the known risks to new and expectant mothers and gives advice on what the employer is required to do to comply with health and safety law. First aid. Under the Health and Safety First Aid Regulations 1981, employers need to ensure that they supply adequate first aid provisions for home workers. The exact provisions depend on the nature of the work activity and the risks involved. Further information on first aid is available in Basic Advice on First Aid at Work. Safety Representatives. Under Section 2.4 of the Health and Safety at Work, etc. Act 1974, safety representatives appointed by a recognised trade union can represent home workers in consultations with employers about health and safety matters. Trade Union Reform and Employment Rights Act 1993. Under the Trade Union Reform and Employment Rights Act of 1993, employees, including home workers, can stop work in the event of serious or imminent danger arising from the work that they are doing without it affecting their employment rights. However, employees, including home workers, have a duty to report all faults which may be a hazard to their own or others' health or safety. Reporting of Injuries, Diseases and Dangerous Occurrences Regulations 1995. RIDOR 95. The revised RIDOR regulations came into force on the 1st of April 1996. These regulations place a duty on the employer to report and keep a record of certain work-related accidents, injuries, diseases, and dangerous occurrences. Employers have a duty to ensure that they find out about accidents, injuries, diseases, or dangerous occurrences arising from work-related activities. This may involve ensuring that home workers report any incidents to their employer. Ridor explained, gives advice on what employers need to do to comply. Health and Safety Executive, HSE, Inspectors. HSE inspectors enforce the HSWA and the regulations made under the HSWA that apply to home working. Inspectors visit employers and also have the right to visit home workers to ensure that risks from work and working at home are properly managed. They also investigate and help settle complaints about working conditions that could affect the health, safety or welfare of employees, including home workers. Further information. If you have a problem with health and safety, further advice and help is available from your local HSE office. See under Health and Safety Executive in your local telephone directory. Trade unions. Regional home working projects. For contacts, see below. Blackburn Borough Council, Women's Resource Centre, Regent House, Regent Street, Blackburn, BB1, 6BH. Telephone 01254 260736. Coventry City Council, Home Working and Women's Employment Officer, Regeneration Services, Coventry Canal Basin, John Sinclair House, St Nicholas Street, Coventry, CV1 4LY. Telephone 024 7683 1285. Email vera.hyare, which is H-Y-A-R-E, at coventry.gov.uk. Home Workers Campaign for Change, 116 St Peter's Road, Leicester, LE2-1DE. Telephone 0116-2470-940. Home Workers Helpline, telephone 0800-174-095. Rochdale Borough Council, Home Working Development Project, P.O. Box 39, 39 Municipal Offices, Smith Street, Rochdale, OL16-1LQ. Telephone 0170-864377. Email homeworking@rochdale.gov.uk. National Group on Homeworking, Office 26, 30-38 Dock Street, Leeds, LS10-1JF. Telephone 0113-245-4273. Pay and Employment Rights Service, Field House, 15 Wellington Road, Dewsbury, WF13-1HF. Telephone 01924-439618. Useful Publications. The following publications from HSE Books give guidance on the sets of regulations mentioned in this leaflet. Management of Health and Safety at Work, Management of Health and Safety at Work Regulations 1999, Approved Code of Practice and Guidance, L21 HSE 2000, ISBN 0-7176-24889. Essentials of Health and Safety at Work, 4th edition, ISBN 0-7176-6179-2. Safe Use of Work Equipment, Provision and Use of Work Equipment Regulations 1998, Approved Code of Practice and Guidance, ISBN 0-7176-16-266. Manual Handling, Manual Handling Operations Regulations 1992, Guidance on Regulations, ISBN 0-7176-2823-X. Getting to Grips with Manual Handling, a Short Guide for Employers, INDG 143, Revision 2. Single copies free or priced packs of 10, ISBN 0-7176-28280. Work with Display Screen Equipment, Health and Safety Display Screen Equipment Regulations 1992, as amended by the Health and Safety Miscellaneous Amendments Regulations 2002. Guidance on Regulations, ISBN 0-7176-25826. The Law on VDUs, An Easy Guide, HSG 90, ISBN 0-7176-26024. Working with VDUs, INDG 36, Revision 2. Single copies free or priced packs of 10, ISBN 0-7176-22223. Personal Protective Equipment at Work, Personal Protective Equipment at Work Regulations 1992, Guidance on Regulations, ISBN 0-7176-04152. Electricity at Work, Safe Working Practices, HSG 85, Second Edition, ISBN 0-7176-21642. Memorandum of Guidance on the Electricity at Work Regulations 1989, Guidance on Regulations, HSR 25, ISBN 0-7176-16029. Control of Substances Hazardous to Health, The Control of Substances Hazardous to Health Regulations 2002, Approved Code of Practice and Guidance, L5, ISBN 0-7176-25346. COSH, A Brief Guide to the Regulations. What you need to know about the Control of Substances Hazardous to Health Regulations 2002, COSH, INDG 136, Revision 2. Single copies free or priced packs of 10, ISBN 0-7176-26776. The Idiot's Guide to Chip 3, INDG 350. Single copies free or priced packs of 5, ISBN 0-7176-23335. 5 Steps to Risk Assessment, INDG 163, Revision 1. Single copies free or priced packs of 10, ISBN 0-7176-15650. A Guide for New and Expectant Mothers Who Work, INDG 373, HSE Books 2003, Single copies free or priced packs of 10, ISBN 0-7176-26148. Basic Advice on First Aid at Work, INDG 347, HSE Books 2002, single copies free or priced packs of 20, ISBN 0-7176-22614. First Aid at Work, Health and Safety First Aid Regulations 1981, Approved Code of Practice and Guidance, L74, ISBN 0-7176-10500. Safety Representatives and Safety Committees, 3rd Edition, L87, ISBN 0-7176-12201. Ridor Explained, HSE 31, Revision 1. Single copies free or priced packs of 10, ISBN 0-7176-24412. A Guide to the Reporting of Injuries, Diseases and Dangerous Occurrences Regulations 1995, Second Edition, L73, ISBN 0-7176-24315. Health and Safety of Home Workers, Good Practice Case Studies, Research Report, RR262, HSE Books 2004, ISBN 0-7176-28884. Also available at www.hse.gov.uk. The future availability and accuracy of the references and web addresses listed in this publication cannot be guaranteed.